T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This next mystery guest is a former WCW World Heavyweight Champion and once participated in a death match where he had fluorescent light bulbs cracked over his head and was gouged with a pizza cutter. You probably know him better as an actor in box office hits like The Scream series, Never Been Kissed, and Eight-Legged Freaks. Okay, mystery guest, reveal yourself.
You know who it is?
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Yay!
Arquette.
Right.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. No,
first of all,
the wrestler thing got us off.
The wrestler thing threw me off.
It threw us off a little bit.
I think the athlete thing threw me off.
Did you call yourself like, you were a wrestler for a while, right? It's like a side job, right?
No, 20 years ago, to promote a film, Ready to Rumble, I wrestled a little, but then they made me the champion. And wrestling fans had hated me for 20 years. So I went back 3 years ago, and I've been wrestling for 3 years now.
It's like Gronk's the champion right now. Rob Gronkowski, 24/7.
Yeah, he's a 24-hour champion. That's a sort of comedy belt, but yeah.
So was it a death match? You were in a death match? How the hell do you prepare for a death match?
I wasn't a death match, I learned shortly after it that death matches aren't my thing. Not really into them. Deathmatch is... I also found out that it's different than a hardcore match. A hardcore match is ladders, tables, chairs, occasional stop sign for no reason, or crutch. But apparently if you bring light tubes or fire or barbed wire, tacks involved, then it becomes a deathmatch, and that's whole different level. Ooh.
So, David, I was curious as far as, there's always this, it's fake, it's, nobody cares, it's, it's all scripted. I mean, the training, on the other hand, looks pretty intense from the outside looking in, right? Now, we heard you're an athlete, but you don't necessarily look like an athlete we would necessarily talk about. So what is the training like, and how did you just go about it? I'm just curious about that.
Training is really intense. I had a great trainer, Peter Avalon, who's an amazing wrestler as well at AEW under the name The Librarian. But Peter Avalon was incredible in helping me, but I also trained with a bunch of other people. Johnny Rods gave me a couple sessions. But, it's really brutal. It's incredibly brutal. Throughout the process, I had broken cracked three ribs, and then I still had to wrestle. And there's nothing like a pain of that. It's the most excruciating thing. There's nothing fake about it. If anything, it's like almost choreographed MMA at certain times. I mean, there are real shots you take, and there are different things going on in the ring than is scripted, but I've learned a lot in the process. You always have to stick to the story, even if things are going wrong. But things go crazy in the ring. It's insane. People, I don't know. It's a whole different world once you step in there. But, I did train. I trained for, I've been training for 3 years, so I look different. I lost 50 pounds. I put on a bunch of muscle. No steroids, but I trained my butt off.
David Arquette is our mystery guest today. Of course, an actor. His whole family is into acting. So what happens to Hollywood right now when you can't go on sets and movies don't go out to theaters anymore? They're going directly on demand right now. What's happening to Hollywood?
I think it'll slowly come back. I think we're, as a species, just communal in general. So I think, like, masks and washing our hands and distancing stuff's going to be your sort of the new world we live in. But aside from that, I think people will get back into movie theaters. Everything will get back up and running. I think there just has to be some sort of safety net for families just can't get by during this time. And after this, I think it's going to change a lot of things. I mean, malls, I was a big fan of Andrew Yang, and malls have been, dying for years. And, truck drivers are the next to go with automated cars. So there has to be some understanding that the world is changing, and, we have to figure that out.
So, David, I remember when I was playing baseball, and sometimes actors would come in, and they kind of look at the athletes, and the athletes look at the actors. So I'm curious, as an actor, do you go see athletes? Are you ever starstruck by athletes? Or have you been into, locker rooms where you've kind of been like, whoa, that's, I don't know, Tom Brady or somebody else?
Absolutely. Yeah, Ric Flair is like one of my heroes, and I got to know him pretty well. It's really fun when you get to know some of your heroes and they live up to it. You meet a lot of people that actually don't. So that's it's great when they do. So, Diamond Dallas Page is a huge mentor and hero of mine. I lost a bunch of weight doing DDPY, his sort of yoga situation, but it's more than yoga. Yeah, I love meeting athletes. Mike Tyson, I love that guy. I love him so much. He's amazing. So I want to. We've been talking together about doing something together. So,
like what? What are you planning on doing?
You gonna fight him in the ring?
This business. People are always doing crazy stuff, but until it's real, But I'm so excited about his return. I mean,
you think that's gonna happen? Has he talked to you about if that's a real thing, him and Evander Holyfield doing a three-round bout?
That's a real thing.
Do you think it's safe? I know Mike looks like he can fight, but I just feel like that someone's really going to be taken out of the ring in a stretcher. I mean, based on the age and the their overall health. I'm concerned for both of them.
Yeah. Oh, did they announce who it was?
No. Well, I thought it was going to be Evander Holyfield. That Mike Tyson. They've been talking about Tyson, Evander Holyfield. That's what the rumors have been.
No, I know who it is.
Whoa! You know who it is? Wait, give us a hint. Let's play mystery guest.
When it's going to be.
Let's play mystery guest with David Arquette.
Let's start with the date, and we'll work backwards. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Look at you dropping info. I know.
This
is really going to happen.
This is called excitement. This is called hype. This is building it all up. Mike Tyson's one of the greatest champions we have, and he's got one more fight in him. And that's what my wrestling sort of return was all about. So I'm behind it 100%.
Okay, David, I was just looking through your IMDb, just all the freaking movies and shows, and just, man, a long-ass career. And the one that stood out to me, because what we're doing in my household is bringing back old movies because we've run out of things to watch on Netflix. The current stuff has been played out. And I just reminded myself that you were Benny from Buffy the Vampire Slayer back in 1992, which was one of my personal favorites when I was in high school. I actually remember the girl I took to the movies to see that movie. So, and people are redoing all these old movies. I don't think that's been redone, but is that something that you would even consider doing? Because I know you got to know a new screen coming
redone
out.
As far as the series, and that was sort of more what Joss Whedon was really going for originally. So I was happy to see him have so much success with that. But I think if they did bring Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it probably involves Sarah Michelle Gellar and whatever. I don't think it would be the one we did. It was fun and poppy and everything. But we lost Luke Perry recently, and he's in my wrestling documentary. His son, Jack Perry, is an incredible wrestler at AEW, and he's amazing. His wrestling name's Jungle Boy, so people should check him out. And he was on the same show as my death match, and then Luke and Jungle Boy, ended up taking me to the hospital.
Take you to the hospital? What did he do to you?
Got beat up?
What?
You got beat up?
I almost died. I sliced my neck open. Oh, I cut my neck muscle. My neck muscle saved me. But yeah,
were you wrestling in ice skates? How do you cut your neck?
No, it was my fault. I pulled the guy's legs when I shouldn't have, and the light tube went.
How much talking goes on when you guys are all close and comfy? Like, are you like, hey, throw me over against the ring?
Protect the business, but you know, it depends on what you're doing. All kinds of things are said in the ring. All kinds of things happen in the ring that the fans aren't even aware of, and you know, it's a really amazing form of entertainment. It's so wild because it crosses this. I don't know. It's for live entertainment. There's nothing like it. There's some things you get like thrown out of the ring and your head kicked off, and then you're like look up at a fan who's right there, just like fearing for your life, and you say, "I think this guy's gonna kill me," and then just like boom, and you know you're back in it, and. There's no, like, that doesn't happen even in live theater. You know what I mean? A comedian can't do that, or a rock and roller. So there's something really punk rock about it that I loved. And it's a connection with the fans where you're literally, like, sweating on them, which I don't know how that's going to go over in the new world. We'll see. I told my friend RJ City, who's an amazing wrestler, he said, I don't know when wrestling's going to come back. I said, come on, RJ, those are all the people that are out front of the Capitol saying, like, open my mouth without masks on.
That's the crowd.
Yeah.
That's the crowd.
Oh, God. David Arquette with us, our mystery guest. By the way, another vastly underrated movie. I guess it's not underrated. I've seen it a zillion times, and I watched it recently, that David is in, Beautiful Girls, back in the mid-90s. And go back and look at the cast in that movie, some people who were known at the time, Timothy Hutton and a few others, and others that were not, right? That's a...
Yeah, Natalie Portman, big discovery in that film.
So you also have, Scream 5? Is that coming out? How's that being delayed now with everything going on?
They just announced that I'm joining the film, yeah.
Is that how you
I'm
found
excited.
Out?
I love playing that character, and, you know... I just think they should carry on Wes's legacy and continue to sort of build on what he did. And, you know, he's inspired so many filmmakers, these writers and filmmakers included. So I think it's really a beautiful testament to, you know, what he's done. He was literally like one of my mentors in life, and just as an actor and a director, but also as just a human. And I miss him dearly, but I'm excited to continue sort of the character he put me in.
All right, nice. David, it was great catching up with you, and thanks for coming on as our mystery guest today. One more question I have for you. Mike Tyson, who he's fighting? Tyson Fury? Hey, John, that one? Tito Ortiz?
That was good.
Did I try that one?
No. Good.
Are we getting warm?
We get warm.
Butterbean.
Butterbean, bring him back.
David, thank you very much. You stay well as you can, all right?
All right. See you, champ.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it. See you.
Wow. That was the most random mystery guest in the history of mystery guests.
That was
guests.
Out there. That was
holy smokes.
Wait. Do you realize he just broke major news, okay? Major news right here, OMF mystery guest. Because first of all, the Tyson thing is happening. Not only is it happening, but they already have a date, and they already know who he's fighting.
Yeah.
So who is it?
I don't know who it is. I like at the end, he's like, all right, thanks, Chief.
Tito Ortiz.
Thanks, Chief.
Can you say that now? I don't even know if you can say that anymore.
He does laugh an awful lot, wouldn't you say?
Who does he remind you? He reminds me of Gronk. That's a Gronk laugh.
Yeah, that is a Gronk laugh.
He's got a little Gronk in him.
Yeah, like a nervous. Yeah.
That was everywhere.
They both have a lot in common. They both held belts, right?
That was everywhere.
Oh, by the way, you were the closest with David Spade. I would say that is close.
Yeah.
With David Arquette. Very close.
I got the David. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I will say that, though. He pretty much just... you know, just slapped the whole, you know, 24-hour champ all over the place. Like, he does not respect
Gronk. Taking me to the hospital.
He doesn't respect
Gronk. His neck muscle saved him.
What is he doing? Why is he wrestling so much?
I hope he's okay.
He had, like, a heart attack a few years back. Did he not have a heart attack?
What?
I'm surprised he didn't tell us.
Was he sicker? And people were concerned as
I don't know
what was going on with him?
I don't know.
I don't know. The whole, he's also downplaying the whole.
Fantastic.
yeah, whatever. Take a break. Let's come back. I gotta recover from this.
I need a moment.
I need a moment to help.
Every answer had a laugh to it. It was
Holy
unbelievable.
Smoke.
There you go. There's the new format for the Mystery Guest. We'll be right back.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, my God. Let me do this. Breaking news. We have breaking news right here on OMF and WEEI. David Arquette tells us that Mike Tyson's final boxing match has been confirmed.
I know.
Arquette says he knows who Tyson will be fighting and when, but he was sworn to secrecy, though we did get a laugh when we threw Tyson Fury out there. Jason McCourty was just on a conference call with media members. McCourty said that regarding the NFL returning, I think it's moving forward. I think we all have fears. I think for me, fear of going back to work is no different than the fear of walking into a restaurant and sitting down to have dinner. And Robert Kraft last night on Fox News said we're preparing to hopefully play football this fall. That was about as much as you got out of him. We're working hand in hand with our union. We believe we're developing protocols that allow us to do it in a safe way, looking out first for our players and our personnel, and then, of course, the fans. We got to take a break, and then we'll be right back right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go.
On Twitter, at Christian Fourier.
What's up, mother?
Who's been right more than me? Don't answer that.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
Yeah, I love meeting athletes. Mike Tyson, I love that guy. I love him so much. He's amazing. So I want to. We've been talking together about doing something together.
Like what?
You know,
what are you planning on doing?
You gonna fight him in the ring?
You know, yeah. this business. People are always doing crazy stuff, but I'm so excited about his return. I mean,
you think that's gonna happen?
That's a real thing.
I'm concerned for both of them.
Oh, did they announce who it was?
No. Well, I thought it was going to be Evander Holyfield. That Mike Tyson. They've been talking about Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield. That's what the rumors have been.
I know who it is.
whoa! You know who it is? Wait, give us a hint. Let's play mystery guest.
And I know when it's going to be.
Let's play mystery guest with David Arquette.
See, that's where we made the mistake when he said, did they announce? We should have said, oh, yeah, they announced it. What do you think?
Ah, you're right.
That's what we should have done.
So we know it's not Holyfield, though.
No.
Because he said, it's not
he
him.
He said no.
Yeah. He's going to come back, but it won't be Holyfield.
I know.
You can't put Mike Tyson's old ass. I know he looks great.
He does.
I know that he looks like when he's hitting a bag that isn't hitting him back, that he's going to get his ass kicked. If he fights a younger fighter.
Well, that's the thing. That's why you thought, guy like Holyfield, the two old guys jump in a ring and see what happens. But is he going to go out there and fight some guy that's, 29, 30 years old?
What was Butterbean? Ryan, how old is he?
Butterbean is currently 53 years old.
No, what do you think he looks like now?
The same as he did 20 years ago, if you can believe it. Now, former UFC champion Tito Ortiz said he'd be willing to fight Mike Tyson, but he's only 45, so that's kind of a little bit of a big gap.
Tito Ortiz would kill him, too. There's no way.
Yeah,
and they both need to wear headgear if they do it.
Yeah. Listening back, we screwed up because when he said, did they announce who he's fighting, we should have said, yeah, what do you think? If we had done that, based on the way he was going, he would have given it to us, right?
He was so random. He was all over the place.
Yeah, plus, we didn't ask him about Courtney Cox, did we?
What? No,
we
didn't. Damn it, that's right. I forgot that he was married to Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Let that one go, I think.
What?
What do you mean, let that one go?
Kind of interesting, don't you think? Yeah.
You know, when you think
Friends
about some of the movies,
a big show. She was, you know, huge at a time when he was married to her. I mean, oh,
not
on.
To bring up, you know, old school movies. I have no idea what movie you were talking about, Glenn. Beautiful Girls.
Oh, Beautiful Girls. You got to see. It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
It really is good.
Really? Never Been Kissed. Oh,
yeah. Rosie O'Donnell's.
Well,
in
Never
it
Been
too.
Kissed is great. I mean, it's a good movie. Times. Yeah. Have you seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
That's old school. Old school.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah. Gellar.
I couldn't remember, but yeah, that's a movie my kids will be watching.
So I watched your movie last night, the Ron Missy, and you owe me 90 minutes. I need an hour and a half.
You can't get him back?
No.
Well, I mean, what didn't you like about it?
What didn't I like about it?
You didn't cackle at the first 30 minutes?
No. First of all, David Spade was not funny in the movie at all. He played pretty much a straight guy in the role.
I told you
and
that.
And Rob Schneider, who I asked you, who else is in the movie? You said Rob Schneider. I counted four lines for Rob Schneider in the entire movie.
So he doesn't count. Four lines.
No, he's got no fingers. That was the whole joke, was he had
it's
no
a joke.
Fingers.
He got him eaten by a shark.
Sharks had taken
him
off.
You didn't get it?
By the way, that was the best part of the movie. I would say that the shark scenes were better than the movie Jaws, because all they did in Jaws is have a stupid mechanical shark that didn't work, and then the music, right?
See, the funny
thing
is,
they had like a shark that looked like a real shark.
So I must have eaten some edibles by mistake.
Yes, I think
the first time I watched it, because my wife and I were both cackling like crazy.
Yeah.
So last night, I was like, okay, Glenn's going to watch it. I'm going to rewatch it again. And I had my son here, my daughter here, and I was like, all right, you guys, I got this great movie. It's so funny. Let's watch it. I didn't laugh at all. Not one bit. I was actually almost embarrassed that I suggested to watch it. But
it's
then,
embarrassing.
So we actually shut it off. We shut it off, and then my son and my daughter were both loving it. They're like, okay, what's the name of the movie again? I'm so telling my friends. They're both texting their friends.
They loved it?
They loved it.
Lou, don't waste your time. Think about the premise, Lou. First of all, I don't even know who wrote this thing. You guys could look it up and see who wrote it. But the whole idea of it is that David Spade goes on this blind date, and he hooks up with Lauren Lapkus, who's a comedian, and she plays
brilliant,
this,
brilliant, brilliant comedian.
She plays this wacky, a high maintenance crazy woman, and
you know all about that, don't you?
Yeah. And then I've been there. We've all been there. Then he runs into this woman at the airport, and he falls in love, and the whole works. But he screws up, and he gets the wrong Missy, and he invites him out to
he
a company retreat in Hawaii or whatever. The problem with the premise of this is twofold. One, the woman was so freaking crazy that you sat there and you couldn't believe it. There was no credibility to the movie. You're sitting there going, you can't watch this because it's crazy. And then it's a killer, Lou, because you think he's going to end up with the hot girl because she shows up. The other Missy shows up in Hawaii. You figure he's going to end up with the hot chick. He doesn't. He ends up with the freaking crazy one. That doesn't happen in real life.
Well, yeah,
does not happen in real life.
Sometimes, you know.
No. Never.
You're attracted to the wrong girl.
First of all, I never said this was an Oscar-worthy movie. Coronavirus, guilty pleasure, slapstick, all over the
week
place.
Week 12.
Yes, week 12. Maybe that's
you
what
said
it was.
It was funny.
Week 12.
Week
it
12
was
funny.
Coronavirus.
I'm not kidding.
Ryan, how long did you last with this movie?
I made it until the talent show, and I started screaming at my computer, what am I doing?
Wait a second.
You just want to kill Lauren Lapkus, the Melissa character. You want to kill her, Missy.
This movie.
Wait, what about the plane scene? What about the airline scene? What about
Sucked.
That scene?
Not funny. Molly Sims'
like
appearances
that?
Were great. No, you had a cameo from Hurley from Lost. You know, that you're always,
exactly.
I know that.
Yes, he was sitting right next door. He was in the seat next door.
There are so many inside jokes. I personally, again,
it was
maybe,
awful.
Maybe accidentally ingested
how
something.
How inside do you have to be to get these jokes? I thought they kind of beat you over the head with the premise.
It was
it's sort of like it's like a bottle of wine. You know, so you're in a mood, you never forget it. It's the greatest thing in the world. You're a different place. You try it again. It's not so good.
Sarah Chalk was
so
in
maybe you were in a good
her.
Place.
Again,
if you, like you
guys,
said a few days ago. Yep.
Guys, we're basically working off rations, movie rations.
Yeah, I would say this is a movie ration.
So we've eaten all the food. So now we're like talking about cannibalism, right? We're like our plane crashed in the mountains.
We're all looking at Glenn.
We're all looking at Glenn. I got the midsection. I want some of those.
I
ribs.
Like the dark meat.
Hey Lou,
I want one of those. Cats.
Hey Lou,
I know they've been working on
Vanilla Ice is in this movie. By the way.
Oh, then how is it bad?
Wait, there was also some wrestler was
bad?
In it too, Tyler. I can't remember who it was.
I'll give you the other one. Chris Farley's brother was in this movie. John Farley was in this movie.
Yeah, Roman Reigns was at the very beginning.
Yes,
of the
movie. He was.
Look at all the stars in this movie.
Jeez, what a cast.
Did you guys like Nick Swardson's character? The assistant who was creeping into his phones and would read
him.
Everything?
No.
I thought he was hilarious.
No.
I do.
I
like Adam Sandler movies. I don't know what it is. I love all his movies. I don't know what it is about it.
I do like Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
But I'm still like the kid left out of the party. So I either have to watch this thing or, you know, I guess I got to watch it.
Lou, now you have to watch it, okay? Because we need a tiebreaker. I'm saying it was good. Glenn said it sucked. Okay, Tyler and Ryan don't count because they're too young.
Whoa,
they're too young.
Tyler liked it. I'm on your side.
Ryan didn't like it. So you still have to break the tie.
Tiebreaker.
So you have two guys that are the same age, and then you have two old guys, and then you have one old guy left.
All right, what's the name of it again?
The Wrong Missy.
Okay, yeah,
it's called The Wrong Movie. That's what it's called.
Don't Waste Your Time.
Hold on, Glenn. It is just one of those B movies that you sit there and you watch it, and when you're done, you laugh a few times. You giggle,
Glenn,
a few times. And then at the end, you say to yourself, why didn't I watch something that was a little bit more
interesting? The
Good
plane
documentary.
Scene. The plane scene, I was with my son and my 14-year-old daughter. That's when it got really awkward. I was like, you know what? Probably shouldn't watch this with the kids because there are some inappropriate, you know, random, you know, scenes.
Did you have to explain
movie.
What Jergens was and why a man white?
No,
it?
My son. Oh God, I literally was like, okay, this is not. I would watch it with my son who's 18. Okay, but not me, your 14-year-old daughter. Like that don't do. Watch it with your son, Glenn, and then I guarantee you'll get a different appreciation.
IMDb,
for it.
It's got a 5.7 out of 10.
But it's IMDb,
though.
How many Rotten Tomatoes did it get?
Not so good.
You know, The Godfather only got one. Got five.
Well, then I'm not going
to
that.
Let's compare The Godfather to The Wrong Missy. That's a good way to.
I tell you what, I take Godfather.
Glenn has no sense of humor.
Yeah, I would take Godfather 3 clearly over The Wrong Missy.
Why are you downplaying Godfather 3?
It's not good.
It was terrible.
First two were brilliant. They were phenomenal. 3 was just.
Well, not everything's going to be brilliant, phenomenal. Still a good movie.
3? No, it was not a good movie.
Lou, it sucked.
Come on.
Not a good movie.
So did, you know what else sucked? Caddyshack 2. Meatballs 2.
Caddyshack 2 bad.
That did suck. Yes.
Give me a movie.
Rocky
other
two.
Than The Godfather. Or all the Rockies are great. But other than The Godfather, most sequels suck.
Rambo 2. Anything Sly does.
I liked Titanic 2.
Good one. Good one.
I liked Titanic 2. And
The Rise of the Titanic?
Yep. I saw that. That was terrific. By the way, there's... A major event, historical event going on right now.
What do you mean?
Elon Musk is putting a spaceship into orbit with two astronauts aboard. We have not done this out of the United States in like a decade, over a decade. Everything has been overseas, Russia, whatever. That's where we fly. These launches.
Is he flying this out of California or did he move it?
No, he's doing it down in the Kennedy site. Now, it's been put on hold because apparently there are tornado warnings and it may have to be rescheduled on Saturday and Sunday. The other great part about this is the first private launching by a private company. So they're doing it on NASA property and NASA people are involved, but the taxpayers are not taking the burden of it. This is a private company doing this.
And why?
I've seen some documentaries on this recently because he is going to take us into Mars. So they're going to go back to the moon in the next couple of years. And then the next trip after that is going to be to go to Mars. So they've already been to Mars. We have unmanned crafts up there that were there for a long period of time, taking pictures and driving around the surface and picking up samples and doing testing and stuff like that. So we have quite a bit of a knowledge of what is up in Mars right now because we've had two vehicles that were up there for a long period of time and another one that was up there for a shorter period of time. But he's going to send astronauts up to Mars. That's what he's going to do.
Matt Damon already went there.
That was a movie, Christian.
No.
By the way, better than The Wrong Missy. It was better than The Wrong Missy.
All he ate was potatoes. Can you imagine only eating potatoes? Oh, then he couldn't grow potatoes anymore. He found a way of making
fertilizer though, didn't he?
Wait, hold on a second. Didn't you say Tom Cruise was going with him?
Tom Cruise is going to go on one of these missions.
Well, he's not
on this one.
Yeah, he's got to get ready for the role.
He's going to go on one of the missions. The two guys are going on this one. I believe this capsule that they've built can hold 5 or 6.
Who's going? A-Rod?
A-Rod's not going.
No?
Let me ask you a question.
So he's going somewhere down the road.
So he's got a lot of money. Like, a lot of money.
He does.
Okay, all this for making cars?
He's a brilliant... Really.
All this for making cars? What else did he do? I can't believe that he would have this much money just by making cars.
Well,
I know
he's done pretty well with Tesla, and he's done pretty well in the car
what
business.
Else?
But he's doing this. He's been doing the space thing for a long time.
Yeah,
now.
But he's not making money. He's spending money. I mean, this is
yeah, but eventually he's going to... Eventually he's going
to... talking about. How much do you think a rocket ship ride up to space costs? What do you
well,
think
he's,
that costs?
He's developed something that we've never developed before, so
Velcro.
He's doing it much cheaper. So in the past, what they do is they fire the rockets up there, and then you lose the booster rockets. They just fall off. They disintegrate into the ocean. What he's done is he's found a way of using it almost like it's a drone, in which they fly it back, the rocket boosters, back, and they actually land, you know, bottom end down.
Well,
they land
on
runways.
You've done a lot of research on this. Listen to this guy.
I'm into space stuff. Something else you're learning about me. No, I have always been into space stuff since I was a little kid. I love space stuff.
This is like polio, and this is like the stuff we learn about Glenn.
I love
he wanted
space
to be
stuff.
An astronaut when he was a kid.
I wouldn't say I wanted to be an astronaut.
But they told him he was too short.
Too scared to go on that spinning machine. You know that spinning machine they put you in there?
Your body type's not made for an astronaut.
Sorry, son.
That spinning machine. I can only imagine what this fat little body would look like after that.
I can imagine like when Glenn goes into the recruiting office and says, I want to fly jets.
Imagine Glenn in like one of those astronaut suits. Just walking down.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
do
this.
You know that scene from Top Gun where they're playing volleyball? I got it. Hey, Goose, let me get it, Goose.
That is just not fair. See, that's just not fair. Taking pot shots at me right there. Well, anyway, they've canceled all this.
Just because of weather, though, right? So what's happening?
Yeah, bad weather. So it's eventually going to happen. I think the next window is Saturday, 3 o'clock, and then I think there's another window on Sunday.
I just feel like there's more. Of all the ways, I guess when you have an obscene amount of money, I guess that's why I would label him. He has an obscene amount of money.
Oh, this is a big time business for him, though. This is not like he's not throwing the money away. He is developing a business. He's going to develop a colony up on Mars.
A colony.
Yes. That's his plan.
Well, I guess he's basically, you know.
He's smart. You know,
Christopher Columbus. He's a modern day Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
He's Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's going where no man has gone before. He's Captain T. Kirk, James T. Kirk. That's who
So eventually, eventually, I think we probably will go to the electric car. I mean, right now, it's starting to become affordable. It hasn't been in the past. And, you know,
I heard that was the one car you don't want to buy.
The Tesla?
Yeah.
It
looks
cool. It's a nice car.
No, it looks cool. You know, there's no motor.
You ever driven one
of
those things?
No, but I heard it's like a rocket ship.
Oh, motor. It's just not a combustible.
I got a buddy of mine that has one out in California. Went for a ride. I felt like I was on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like when he hits it, you have that roller coaster feel, like you're going down.
You're not hearing anything.
It's out of control.
Yeah.
Thing was awesome. And Cali is good, too, because you can drive in the little HOV lane with it.
Oh, yeah. But the problem is, so it breaks down. You can't take it to Joe, your mechanic. You got
to bring it to an electrician.
Yeah, no, I think there's some problems.
To the guy that hangs your lights.
No, there's some problems right now because I don't, you know, where do you go? If you're driving on the highway and let's say you can do 350 miles and you come up and you look at the odometer and you're saying, oh, 340 miles, I got 10 miles to go. Now you have to find someplace
where
you can recharge it.
They're everywhere in California.
Yeah, but here, where are they?
There's a couple spots. There's one in Hingham.
Here's the thing. Nobody's driving.
Suppose somebody's using it at the time. You need a few more of those, I think, before you can get it. Right?
Everyone's doing work from their homes and their cars. Screw it.
Mike in Framingham wants to talk about the David Arquette interview. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I knew it was Tito Ortiz. But, Christian, you said that Ortiz will beat Tyson in a boxing match? No way. MMA, yes. Boxing, no way.
So you're saying it is Tito Ortiz?
Well, I didn't. I saw it online, and I heard it on some other radio show. But yeah, if you Google it said Tito Ortiz. I don't know if it's guaranteed or not, but I was more shocked that Tyson didn't say Tito Ortiz will beat. Ortiz will beat Tyson in a boxing match. No way.
Didn't we learn that the boxers win in that battle? We've already.
Oh no,
that.
Hold on. Let's remember something. Okay, this is not the
Younger
Mike
fighters.
Tyson of old. Okay, this is not Mike Tyson.
Looks
this
the same
this
to me.
Isn't
Tattoo
even the Mike Tyson. That got beat up by Evander Holyfield. This is the Mike Tyson with the tattoo on his face that is psychotically crazy. Sure, he looks good for his age, but he's going to get his ass kicked.
Ooh. Ortiz is not a boxer. If it was an MMA fight,
I don't care.
Ortiz all the way. In a boxing match,
I don't care.
Ortiz will get destroyed.
I think people have this. I think this is the Mike Tyson, the video game. Like, it isn't him.
Even fat Mike Tyson would beat Tito Ortiz.
I know. I think
it isn't Tito Ortiz either.
Yeah, I'll take Butterbean.
you do realize this is young Tito Ortiz either.
No, that's fine. I think the whole Mike Tyson thing is all smoke and mirrors. Listen, the guy looks unbelievable hitting that bag, and people hadn't seen Mike Tyson for a long period of time, so they see how quick he is.
Seen him in
they
movies.
See him punching the hell out of this bag where the dude is like Tyler's size, like skinny, weighs like 180 String pounds. Beam. You know, with the whole bodysuit, pad on, and he's knocking it all over the place. Well, but here's the thing, they're gonna fight. He's going to fight somebody. They've already got the date. They already got the guy he's going to fight.
You know, I know.
Breaking news on OMF. You should be happy. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We know where it is, yeah.
Talking about that.
That would be a good fight. I'd watch it.
A couple months back here, Christian just said something on the air. It was his take. And the next thing you know, it was all over the world. It was in Australia. It was everywhere because everybody was writing about it and talking about it. It's the state of journalism in 2020. So Lou Maloney said something yesterday on the program. And guess what? People are talking about it all over the world.
What'd I say?
The New York Post has got a major story written about it. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
Never commit a crime with Lou Maloney.
Hello.
Boy, we had a rough day today. Wiggy was all over the place with the NHL. He's having a rough, rough day. Lou's had a good day, so this is unbelievable. So I think it's fair to say, if you've been listening to the show for some time, that Lou and Christian are pretty optimistic about the Tom Brady that's going to Tampa Bay and is the new quarterback of the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I don't feel quite as optimistic about his chances down there. And so anyway, that's pretty much been our take. And yesterday, Lou said something that kind of startled me a little bit. This is it. Take you back.
That's only 24 hours. What are we doing here? Come on.
We're still going back.
Okay. I'm starting to worry about Tom. I'm not so sure I like the new Tom Brady.
Are you admitting that there is a new Tom Brady?
Well, yeah. No,
you're not seeing this honest, open.
I'm not so sure I see it.
Seeing?
You know, we defended him the whole like TB12 supplements, and then the video came out. I don't know what it was, Thursday or Friday, and I was like, oh, Jesus, like just enough. You know, like again, it's not like I'm not comparing him to David Price by any means, but make me talk about your football. You know, and because I don't think he's got, like you saw in that golf tournament, the little match, he doesn't have like the personality of Peyton.
No.
You know what I mean? He doesn't have the personality of Phil Mickelson, joking around, whatever. I'm not so sure putting himself out there is really a good thing. I think he should just concentrate on playing football and let us judge him on his football. Because I'm not so sure this is going to be a good thing.
All right, so it was I would say it was a simple take on a sports talk show. It wasn't like, you know, Gary Tengway saying everything.
I thought it was a hot take. I mean, that's why I got picked up everywhere.
Everybody's going to die in the NHL if they go back to, you know, playing the game or whatever. This is a headline. This is a headline in the New York Post today. Headline, Tom Brady's new behavior is rattling Boston. And there's a quote in there in the headline, starting to worry, end quote. It's written by a guy by the name of Ryan Dunleavy. Let me read it for
Big
you.
Big fan of the show.
Ryan Brady is.
The New York Post is a huge fan of our show, by the way.
This is journalism 2020. It's amazing. Tom Brady moved to the retirement state to start living. In the 2 months since he left the New England Patriots to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an unfiltered Brady has shown what he is like when not a robot under the control of coach and general manager Bill Belichick. And one radio personality, perhaps speaking for the entire scorned fan base, is struggling with the change to Mr. Public persona. Quote, I'm not so sure I like the new Tom Brady. WEEI's Lou Maloney said on the show that he co-hosts with Glenn Ordway and Christian Fourier.
Hey, look, I hooked you up.
I'm starting to worry about him. Then it goes on to talk about Brady conducted a deeply personal interview with radio shock jock Howard Stern. Really? Two and a half hours?
Wow.
That was deeply personal?
That's an exaggeration.
He's using social media to promote products from the TB12 brand, co-founded by Alex Gura, on and on and on. And then it goes into like more stuff that we had on the show yesterday. And it's all quotes. And then it goes into like a bio on Lou. Maloney is a Massachusetts native who played 9 MLB seasons, including 3 with the Boston Red Sox. He hotly debated with his co-host, Fourier, as an ex-Brady teammate, whether the documentary series Man in the Arena will reveal Brady's true thoughts on Spygate and his 4-game suspension stemming from Deflategate when it airs in 2021. Consider this exchange. I think you have no shot. This is going to be a 9-part infomercial to tell you how he was able to succeed. It's going to be more about health. I think that was my quote, wasn't it?
It was your quote.
So when I was taking TB12 protein, it helped me navigate the difficult situations I was having with Commissioner Roger Goodell and how I was banished for 4 weeks and had to watch other people take my reps. He's not getting into any of that stuff. No. You are going to get it. The new Tom Brady doesn't care. He's like the honey badger. Tom Brady don't care anymore.
That was my quote.
I don't remember that quote.
Oh, look at me. I guess I'm getting the New York Post picking up some of my quotes again. He's like the honey badger.
This is a story in journalism 2020 in the New York Post. Now, it's great. We have people down there in the New York Post who listen to our program. I wish they had a meter. They listen to our show favorably because every time one of us comes out with a hot take or crazy take or whatever, and I don't even think this was crazy by Lou yesterday, it made an awful lot of sense that suddenly they're picking this up like it's a big deal. And by the way, this is the new behavior of all of Boston.
Yeah, no, I know. I represent everybody. Because we say second most trending story in the New York Post?
Yeah. Second biggest sports story.
Biggest story.
Get out.
Yeah. It is right
It's unbelievable.
No, I'm being totally serious.
But I started defending him. Then it got to the point, I saw that video and I'm like, Jesus, now he's just... He's pushing it. Then you watch on Sunday, and it's like the more he talks, the more is it gonna be about drinking water so you don't get sunburned? Is he gonna like tell everybody in Tampa how to eat properly and avocado ice cream? You know, it's just I think he's gonna get himself in trouble trying to talk to just the common person. That's all.
How about him trying to sell?
I think Peyton could.
Yeah. How about him trying to sell the 2017? Pre-done Cadillac Escalade. And so he's trying to sell this thing. He bought it for $350,000. $350,000? That's a lot of accessories, is it not? He's got like a 32-inch television set in the thing, a little 4K TV in the whole thing. He's selling it for $300,000, and he's going on social media to explain how great the car is.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. He's worth how much? He's worth maybe, he and his wife, they're worth maybe $700?
That's what I
$750
mean.
$750 million?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's got, it's like he built his own limo. Yeah. So it's got the suicide doors, really just the doors open backwards. There's 4 seats back there. So it's like I'm sure maybe that's where he did a lot of his work. Where
he says
studied.
That.
Yeah, so driving back and forth, you know, maybe that was, I mean, Philip Rivers did the same thing. He had a tricked out van.
Yeah, he did.
So what's the difference?
I just think it looks a little strange. This is something that Tom Brady, and I'll give you credit for this one. Tom Brady would not have done this a few years ago. Tom Brady is doing things a little bit different.
You know, Christian, do you agree? Because I know you like the new Tom Brady.
I love the new
Tom
Brady.
Like the open Tom Brady. Like, I don't mind when he goes after Gary Myers, you know, or if a reporter sitting there, you know, writes a story in Tampa Bay Times and said this friction between Brady and Mike Evans. And maybe now he comes out and addresses that. You know, that's the stuff that I would like, you know, for him to maybe squash bad stories, because I think in New England, they just sort of let him go and they don't give him life. But I think him just social media trying to relate to people, I'm not so sure he can.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think most people think that he's so different than Peyton Manning. Like, Peyton Manning's got the self-deprecating personalities. You know, Peyton Manning's got, you know, he's the everman. He's the blue-collar guy. Anybody ever seen Peyton Manning's house? Anybody ever seen the car?
Sure.
Peyton
Manning?
He doesn't drive a Buick. Okay.
No.
And I would say that you saw a little bit of his personality. It's a little bit. And in that golf tournament, and the more time that goes by, the more comfortable he feels about it, the less filter you're going to get. That's all I'm saying. Because think about it. He's been tied up, wrapped up, and basically muzzled. Like, if you did anything, and I've told you guys a story about what something I said years ago, and I was only there 4 years, and it was only once, one small little clip in a paper. Imagine Brady, what he's have to endure and deal with. Look at Amendola, look at Gronk, look at all of them. The only one that's still there, and will probably never say anything, is Edelman. He's just too loyal.
So you were like Lou. One little clip and suddenly it's everywhere. New York Post, Australia.
I feel the New York Post is our ally. They love us.
I think it all comes down.
Wait till we do something wrong.
I think it all comes down for Brady, how he performs on the football field. And that's why I still believe it's going to be far more difficult than you guys think it is, even though he's got some weapons, to be able to do it. New environment, at his age, it's going to be difficult. If he's good, then it's like anything else. The questions are pretty easy. If you're not good, then suddenly they're throwing haymakers at you. It's a lot different in trying to deal with stuff. And then how does he respond to it? How does he respond if people say to him, he's struggling down there, and they're saying, and the Patriots and Belichick are doing much better. We'll get to that in the last hour, but that they're doing much better up here in New England than anybody thought. Then you're going to get Boston people, New England people down there asking him those questions. How does he deal with that? All depends on his performance, I think. All right, we got an hour to go. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. And get this, we're only going to be gone for a minute, and then Mutt's going to give you the latest numbers
on
COVID-19. All good numbers. Everything's getting better. Everything's still closed, but everything is getting better. This hour has been brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.